Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have Shelley Smith with Southeast Senior Services. Shelley's going to be speaking at the Swan Lake Senior Center today about family caregiver support services. Welcome to Morning Edition, Shelley.
Thank you.
Let's talk a bit about the Southeast Senior Services. What is it that you do?
Well, I am the Family Caregiver Resource Specialist. So my program is a division of Southeast Senior Services, which focuses its services on unpaid family caregivers of elders.
And can we talk a bit about the demographics in Alaska and especially in Southeast? We're hearing repeatedly how our population is really aging. It's graying, as they say. What does this actually look like in Southeast?
Well, and that is certainly true. We know that in the next few years, 1 in 3 residents of the state of Alaska will be 60 years and older. And this stems primarily from the inflows of labor that happened in the 70s and the construction of the pipeline and mining and logging, and so, which is essentially the baby boomer population, which is now aging. And so these are the folks that are now transitioning into their elder years, and they remain still today one of the driving economic forces of this state. We know that the state has the fastest growing population of elders than any other state in our nation.
So what does this mean for Southeast Senior Services? How are you being called upon to meet this growing need?
Well, there are many different services that are provided for elders. This particular program that I'm going to be talking about at the Swan Lake Senior Center today is focused on supporting the needs of caregivers. And these are the folks who are caring for our elders ages 60 years and older, which in most cases are family members, but often neighbors and friends. And these are unpaid family caregivers. And we know that about 80% of the long-term care needs of elders are provided by unpaid family caregivers.
What are some of the services that you offer to these unpaid family caregivers?
Well, through our program, there's a variety of support services, including training and education materials, and we provide training on caregiver self-care, which is something that comes up quite often for us. For example, the subject of transferring elders or moving elders from perhaps a wheelchair to the bathroom, or from getting up from bed into a wheelchair. Those activities can be very stressful for a caregiver and can actually put them at greater risk for harming themselves, especially their backs. And so we provide information about how to do that is most safe for the caregiver, with less risk of self-injury. That's one subject. Another is we also provide training on caregiving skills. And an example of that would be how to manage medication for your elder, as one example. There are many.
You know, we also think of self-care in terms of a caregiver feeling overwhelmed and mm-hmm. just needing a break.
Absolutely. And so there is another component of our program where we are able to provide mini grant funding, and we contract with direct service agencies to provide caregivers with much needed respite. So, and that is time away from caregiving responsibilities so that our caregivers can spend more time with their own families, because we also know that many caregivers are also raising children of their own. In fact, it's termed the sandwich generation, where there is a great number. 1 in 8 caregivers are people who are also raising their own families. So time away to spend time with other family members and to take care of themselves.
Tell me a little bit about your presentation this afternoon at Swan Lake Senior Center. What are you hoping that's going to be like?
Mostly, I hope to connect with caregivers in Sitka, and I would like to be able to talk with them about, more specifically, about the services and supports that we offer. We are a region-wide organization, and so we do reach out into all the Southeast communities. And one of the things I'm very excited about that we launched just last month is our region-wide call-in support group. And that has been very successful. And we have got residents of several Southeast communities that have called in. And it's an hour that we spend on the telephone together. And it's the purpose of it is to connect caregivers with each other and allow them a time of peer support. And the connections that people are making is really quite amazing.
Well, I can imagine, to bring up connections, that it can probably become pretty easy to start feeling isolated as a caregiver.
It's true. And that's, I think, particularly possible here in Southeast, where social services are just because of practical reasons not able to reach into some of the more remote communities. So this is an opportunity for people to connect that they might not otherwise have.
Can we talk a bit about the Federal Caregiver Act and how that comes into play here?
Sure. Yes, the National Family Caregiver Support Program was established in 2000. And it was a part of the Older Americans Act. And the purpose of that act was that the federal government was basically acknowledging that unpaid family caregivers were carrying the burden of long-term care needs in this country. So it's actually quite a fabulous showing, I think, on the part of our federal government, because what they've done is they have stepped up and they have said, you know, caregivers are very important and we're going to put these monies in place to support them and to take care of them.
Does that help contribute to your small grants program? Where does that funding come from?
Excuse me. It does. Actually, the funding that allows us to deliver the services through this agency is implemented by the State Health and Social Services Senior and Disability Services Department, but they are federal monies that come through.
So, Shelley, you've been on this particular job for 6 months. Can we take a minute to just talk about what drew you to this kind of work and what keeps you doing this kind of work?
Well, I find this work very rewarding, and I feel very fortunate to have this position. And I would, I think, point to two reasons why this is important to me personally. One is that I grew up with elders in my life. I had great grandparents until I was in my adult years, and they were just a big part of my life, and I have a great appreciation for elders in our community and for me personally. The other thing I would point to is that I feel like, you know, in this time in our culture and all the things that we're going through, you know, I think there's a reason why there's such a large demographic of elders. And I feel like we really need to be turning to them and gaining whatever wisdom and life experience that we can get from them and share with them, because in my opinion, we really need it.
Okay. Well, we are just about out of time. Would you like to add anything?
I would just add that I would offer our toll-free number, and our office is in Juneau, but we do, as I said, connect with all Southeast communities, and we have a 1-800 number, which is 866-746-6177, and I will be at the Swan Lake Senior Center today from 11:30 to 12:30, and I would very much like to meet with caregivers and their elders and talk about the services that we have available for you.
Well, thank you so much, Shelley.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Shelley Smith. She's with Southeast Senior Services. She'll be at the Swan Lake Senior Center from 11:30 to 12:30 this afternoon.